So our first reading today is one which we could call a fairy tale, one of the legends of our faith, one of those stories we tell at Sunday school, like that of Noah or Daniel in the lion's den, or Moses in the bulrushes, or stories like that that we're so used to hearing. But we forget often the depth and the power of these legends to inform our lives today. They may not be literally true, but they are truth, filled with challenge and pain, to be encountered if we are open to them. But they do beg the question, are we prepared to meet the painful reality of God, the transforming reality of the divine, the hopeful reality of faith and love? Are we willing to allow our faith to make a difference to ourselves, our lives, and to the world around us? And we see something of that in this reading from the book of Exodus, a story that many of us probably know from Sunday school days, I certainly do, called the story of Moses and the burning bush. And for the purposes of what I want to say today, I want to revisit something I know I said in 2014. What are we being called to do as Moses did to turn aside from? Moses has a part in this vision. He is not just a passive recipient of some amazing sight. He has to respond and come away from what he is doing. He has to repent, to use a rather old-fashioned word. Moses has to act in order to be open to this encounter with the divine. And on meeting with God, he has to change something. A small thing, perhaps, to take off his shoes and recognize that this is holy ground, that he stands in the presence of God. And it's not really like he was anywhere special. He was out in the desert tending his herd. But this was the place God was. This was holy ground. And from Moses turning aside, the story tells us that he is called, he is challenged, and sent out to do something that will be remembered as the key story of the children of Israel. He is to lead the people of Israel from slavery to freedom, to head up the Exodus from Egypt, to speak the word of the divine to Pharaoh, and to be there for what is the defining moment of the Hebrew nation and of those of us who follow in that tradition. The journey to a promised land. It's this journey that brings about the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham. It's during this journey that God's people will receive the law. It's during this journey that they will be fed by the manna from heaven. It is this journey that makes Israel what it is, and ultimately us who we are. All this from turning aside and from meeting with God. So how do we follow such an example and a challenge? In what way are we individually and as a community open to God at this moment? How are we turning aside and listening? How are we responding and following? Perhaps we should ask what we should be turning aside from. Moses turned aside from the everyday, from his task of tending the herd, to meet with where the divine was in an unusual vision and experience. What should we be turning aside from? Well, we should be turning aside from the injustice and racial division and exclusion and sense of scarcity that our society seems to be encouraging at this time. We should be turning away from the barriers that we as human beings are so keen to put up between one another. We should be turning away from what Richard Rohr and others call the small self, the ego that we protect in order to feel safe and secure, but which is ultimately the self that we have to give up if we are to take up the cross and follow. not to put ourselves last. That's not what denying ourselves means. Not to consider ourselves less than others, but to turn aside from that fear that represents our insecurities, our desire for comfort above challenge, our desire for false security rather than true security. Moses' willingness to turn aside, not to press on regardless, but to take time to be with this wonder, to allow himself to be present with God, to be in a space that was unexpected, potentially unsafe, even dangerous, to recognize that he was on holy ground. We may not take off our shoes, though it's quite tempting to do so when no one can see below your waist on a Zoom meeting. But there is a need to turn aside and to take time and space to meet the divine. And there may be many ways in which we find God is present, in silence and in contemplation, yes, but in taking time for music, reading, family, friends, in worship, in helping those in need, in being there for for those who are unlovely and unloved, and being open to them, the excluded and the dismissed. If we are open to the divine, we should be prepared for the unexpected, as contrary as that may sound, to be shocked by the divine and where the divine may be found. In today's gospel reading, I'm going to skip over Romans because it's kind of self-evident. The standards are high, but we have the promise from the Spirit that God is with us in all of these aims to live in love and harmony with one another, to love our enemy, to be open to those who challenge and persecute us. I leave that one with you. But in our gospel reading, Peter is shocked by Jesus. It was all going so well. He just confessed Jesus as Messiah, as Son of God. And the next thing you know, he's being told he's Satan. He's being told to get behind Jesus as a distraction from that purpose which Jesus has. And Jesus starts talking of his death, his suffering, and his dying. And Peter does what would come naturally to any of us. No, 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 no way. We're not going to let that happen to you, Jesus. We're gonna be here for you. For Peter, it must have been a bit like being slapped. All he was trying to do was say how important Jesus was. But it's easy for us to go our own merry way and not be prepared to turn aside and follow where God is calling us to lead, to address our spiritual life, our communal life, our time for encountering those who are different, those who are disturbing, those who are needy, those who are dangerous, to make space to be in the place where God will shake us up. And if we follow the Christ way, we will be shaken. It's not always about what I feel comfortable with or what I like. I can tell you that from recent experience. Our faith is demanding. It is not an easy ride. In being open to the reality of the God of the unexpected and knowing the love of God, we will be surprised and disturbed. But it's the power of God's Spirit that makes this possible. If this COVID-19 pandemic has taught us anything, it's that we as a Christian community need to be willing to do things differently, to heed the call of God, no matter what the cost, to do things differently as a spiritual community. I do believe that at this time, we are being called to think again about how we meet the needs of our communities, how we connect with those around us, and what we must do to be open to all and serve our neighbor. Turning aside and being open to the vision of the divine is not comfortable, because that vision may lead us, if we are open to it, to places of pain and struggle, of journey and of risk. We might find that, like Peter, we find ourselves rebuked for doing what we think is right, but is not the way of faithfulness or of being open to God, rather than safe or comfortable in our own worlds. Christianity is not the easy way. Jesus is blunt. Following me, he says, is like taking up a cross and being able to bear all that that requires. And part of our calling is not just to bear the cross for ourselves, but for the world, holding on to the hope of transformation and new life, holding on to that hope for a renewal of ourselves, our church, and even our world through the power of God's gracious and loving Spirit. Pray God it may be so. Amen.